All right, speaking with Monty Smith, who's on the negotiation team for the Mercer County Education Association, ongoing conversations going on with the staff in the district, with the school district itself. Saw a lot of support at the school board meeting in June on Wednesday, with a lot of staff members and community members wearing red, and that's something that was kind of a social media campaign, it looked like, throughout the week leading up to the meeting. So I guess, first off, can you just speak about, wearing red and what that meant and why that happened today?
So the red is, it's Red for Ed. That's a national movement that got started in 2018, and it's just a way to show solidarity and support for public education, and it just calls for increasing funding, better teacher pay, and then just improved resources for school in general. So we had put out some just general information out to our union, and some members crafted up some different ways to alert the public. And then that just kind of got spread around on Facebook. Then we had a few community members, one of them speaking here tonight, that created some additional things. And then some teachers made some charts and just some graphics to just show and compare us to some of the surrounding districts. And I think the big thing was just kind of opening the eyes to the public, and just explaining that the pay gap comparing to surrounding districts.
So with that today, like you touched on, there was one person that spoke in public comment. Outside of that, though, nobody else. But like you said, there's been a lot of community support in terms of just what you see, throughout social media in the past week or so. So, just with the number of people that showed up to the meeting, in June here on Wednesday, what did that mean to maybe you and the staff and the association?
I think it means a lot, especially the negotiation team. We've been meeting since the end of February, early March, and we've had several meetings with the district, and just being able to see that many people and pretty much packing the entire band room full just knows that we are supported. I know there's a lot of people that also couldn't be here tonight, so just seeing that and getting personal messages from people supporting the teachers and their general goal, as well as it's great for us. We love to see that support, and we want the continued support as we continue to endure this process.
And something that's been spoken about too a lot is, and you touched on it there earlier, comparing to neighboring school districts and other districts in the region in terms of maybe median or average salary or compensation for district employees. So as this negotiation process is ongoing, I mean, what do you and your negotiating team want to see out of this when you try to get a deal done?
And so that's where in our talks, we have appreciated the district with the fact that our pay salary at the beginning of their salary schedule is very good for our new teachers and employees. It's one of the higher salaries in the area. And so our goal really is we want to retain our teachers. We want to continue to have an attractive starting salary. And we also want to continue having solid foundation as a district, because it's obviously important for us, because if the district isn't in a sound position, then that could lead to cuts in some way, fashion. So we obviously don't want that to happen as well. But we as a team have noticed that for our union body, there's a lot of our veteran teachers that are off of the salary schedule. I think we counted there's roughly around 30 of our members that are not on our salary schedule. And we looked earlier today that the average years of experience for our district is 15 years. And so, we're just trying to keep up with those area schools such as, United, Rockridge, Sherrard, and Knoxville. And we know some of those are also in negotiation years as well. We know that, the biggest thing that we have kind of dealt with and in one of the posts was that hometown discount. And I think for years, the board has just assumed that our veteran employees are going to continue to stay. And they've kind of taken advantage of that loyalty that we have provided because we're from the area or we've been in here. So we really want, that pay gap for those veteran teachers that have served in our district for 20 some years. We want them to be paid fairly.
And then just with that, as some of the issues you've raised there and that you've spoken, with the board and the superintendent of the district, just, the feedback you've gotten, just kind of how you think this negotiation process is going to this point as we're in late June now.
I think there's times with the board and sees our understanding our frustrations with some of those things of the pay gap and looking at those things, and I think they understand some of that stuff, but we still, you know, we have kind of gone to where we're in a stalemate, and you know, but we're going to continue to keep working. We're continuing that process. We're not going to give up on this. We're going to keep meeting and trying to get together. You know, and we want, you know, the public to know that we're going to continue to show up. If you know, school starts in August, we're going to show up. We're going to continue to try to work through this in, you know, the best fashion possible as well, because, you know, we know that, you know, it does affect everybody in our school and the, you know, kids coming in and stuff like that, you know, and so we want to do what's best for everybody, but at the same time, we want, you know, we want to get a deal done.
And just really the last thing is kind of a two-parter, and I ask these same questions to Superintendent Tim Forker. You know, part one is just the timeline of when you want to get this done. He said, you know, obviously as soon as possible as we can do it. And then two, you know, the other thing that people talk about a lot when stuff like this is it comes up is, you know, a possibility of a teacher strike maybe, and that's something he said. I said, is that possible, you think? And he said, that's always possible. So just, you know, your reaction, I guess, to both of those questions as, again, we're here late June getting ready to turn the calendar page to July, just the, I guess, progress on that front.
So, we would love to get a deal done as soon as possible, just so, you know, we know that our current contract expires on June 30th. But like I said, that we fully intend to show up day one for us in August, and you know, and we discussed whenever you talk about a strike, that it still is, we would have to get that, you know, approval from our union that we would want to do that. So even if we start the school year, if we're still progressing in a good manner with the board, then that could be something that we just don't want to do at all. But at any point in time, you know, once we've satisfied those conditions with the state, there's certain requirements that you have to go through, that it is a possibility. But, you know, our main goal is to get a deal done. You know, we want to get a deal done, and that's what we're going to continue to focus on and pushing with the district.
All right, and just before we wrap up, anything else about this negotiation process you want to touch on before we let you go tonight?
No. I think it's been, this is my second time with Mercer County. And like I said, I've been in the district for 8 years now. And, you know, every time is a little bit different. And it's just trying to balance, you know, what the district is looking for and what we are looking for. And, you know, we've made progress. But like I said, there's at times that we just, you know, we got to stand our ground. And that's where we're at right now. We're standing our ground and continuing to look for our best interests.